This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, here's Rick Preuss and Lee Cullen, a couple of guys that can only hope to be house trained.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest on the line, Dennis Laidler, the education coordinator for Potter Park Zoo. Welcome back to the show, Dennis.
Hi, Lee and Rick. Good to talk to you guys again.
Oh, it's good to have you. Dennis, we've been talking this morning about things going on this summer involving nature and animals that kids and parents can do in order to enjoy the few months of good weather that we've got here in Michigan and really pay attention to what goes on in the world around them. So what's going to be happening at Potter Park Zoo this summer?
Well, actually, things are going on right now. This morning, we're just getting ready to wrap up our kids' race that we have every year called the Potter Park Zoo's Wild 1 Mile. And then, actually, folks who want to come out this afternoon from 10 till 3, we have all kinds of hands-on fun activities for families. We call it our Kids Family Fest Day, and we have not only stuff from our volunteers and our staff, but we have a lot of community partners, I-5 and Capital District Library, and just a whole bunch. I think we've got like 10 or 12 community partners that will be out here all afternoon.
And so what will they be experiencing different than the usual day that they come out to the park?
Well, obviously, we have the normal stuff, which we'll talk about later with the animal stuff, but
right.
Just lots of, you know, sort of the specialties of our various community partners. You know, I-5 will have some hands-on science stuff. Capital Area District Library will have some really cool things with reading in the summer reading programs and books and things. So just all kinds of stuff. The Michigan Science Theater, they do a great job. So just all kinds of either entertainment, mostly hands-on, interactive kind of things.
So kind of Potter's Park Zoo supercharged.
Exactly.
All right.
Dennis, let me ask this. The thing that I'm always curious about are the animals. What's going on with the animals? Is there anything new to see? Is there any new births that are coming about? What's going on in that world?
Well, you know, we always write these scripts for the animals to follow. They never seem to follow them quite the way we write them. We had hoped to have maybe snow leopards this spring, but that didn't happen. And we're hoping if we get lucky in the fall, we may have some tiger cubs. We have put them together for breeding, and they were recorded breeding, so based on gestation, it would happen sometime in the fall. But probably the big news is our rhinos arrived last week. Unfortunately, you can't see them for a while.
Okay.
First of all, they have to go through medical quarantine for about 4 to 6 weeks. And then, you know, it's a brand new exhibit. We're very excited about the exhibit. A really state-of-the-art rhino exhibit, both inside and outside.
I was out there to take a look at that, and it is top-notch. It is professional. It is, you know, something that's remarkable just in its appearance. The whole thing looks like, you know, a camouflaged nature right in front of you.
Yeah, we're real excited about it. Obviously, it'd be more exciting when the rhinos are out there. There actually is a hidden yard. They can get, we can't put them together either. So they both arrived one day apart. One, the male came to us from the Miami Zoo, and the female came to us from Sedgwick County Zoo, which is a very well-respected zoo in Wichita, Kansas. And so they were sent to us, those individuals, because of their genetic history, because the experts feel that they would be a good pair to match up eventually. She's not going to be old enough to breed for at least 3 or 4 years. She's only 3.5 years old. So,
okay.
And he's 7, so it's relatively young. Rhinos can live up to 50 years in a zoo setting. So you have to be patient with these things. And what we're hoping is that they get through medical quarantine okay, with no issues, and then part of it is just them learning their new environment and getting comfortable with, because all the sights and sounds, actually for our keepers too, everything is new in there. So everybody's sort of learning the new environment together, and, you know, just doing simple things like getting them to shift from one holding area to another and all that kind of stuff just takes time. And we want to make sure our animals are very, very comfortable before we add the extra ingredient of people staring at them. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they both came from zoos where they were on exhibit, but you know, neither one had ever traveled before. This is the first time they've been outside their original zoo. And so we try to take it very easy, especially with what we call charismatic megavertebrates. In other words, very popular, very giant animals. They're sort of poster children for endangered species in Africa.
Well, I think it's probably also a good rule. Be nice to the animals with the big horns.
Yeah. Although, you know, in zoos, they hardly ever have the really long horns because they love to rub those horns on things, and they tend to keep them rubbed down a little bit shorter, which is actually nice. It makes it safer for anybody that we aren't supposed to be that close to them anyway.
So, I was going to say, you might want to keep your distance. Dennis, what kind of programs do you have for the summer if parents want to help their kids in terms of maintaining their education and just their scholastic curiosity? Well, what's going on at Potter Park this summer?
Well, our perennial favorite is our summer zoo school or summer day camp. It's sort of a combination of day camp and zoo school. We call it Zoo Kombi, which is, to my understanding, a Swahili word for zoo school. So regardless, it starts next week with our half-day classes, and depending on the week and the age of the kids, they can sometimes arrange to take two classes and be here all day. Mm-hmm. For some parents that works out better logistically.
You have a really nice facility out there for that, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, and no matter what the topic of the class is or what the age group is, our goal is to make sure they have some interaction with live education animals and get out in zoo grounds every single day as part of what they're doing. And it's very educational, but, you know, it is summer. So above all, we want to make sure they're having fun. So right. We make sure that it's very informal, lots of hands-on. We have great instructors. Probably the best thing for people to do is just go to the Potter Park Zoo website, which is just potterparkzoo.org. Because the class descriptions and the schedule, and that's actually you can register online, which is probably the easiest way to do it. And then there's also numbers, so if they have specific questions after they look at that stuff, they can give us a call and, excuse me, we'll get that squared away for them. But we'll take registrations until classes are full, and what we find happening is kids take a class earlier in the summer and they want to take another one, and we end up having some of the kids do multiple weeks during the course of the summer.
And Dennis, what about, isn't there an overnight program where kids
yes.
can come and see the nocturnal animals that you don't tend to really get to enjoy on a daytime visit?
Well, we have two sleepover options. We have indoor and outdoor. And to be honest, I'm a little disappointed in some of our scout leaders because ever since we offered the indoor option, we don't get nearly as many outdoor. I think people prefer being inside in an air-conditioned, no mosquito kind of environment. But, yeah, whether it's a scout group, church group, we have one date in August, and I don't have it off the top of my head. I tried to find a secluded spot so I would have good audio for you guys, and I don't have that with me, but if you check out the website, we do have one in August that's open to the public. You don't have to be part of any kind of a group. You can that particular Saturday, you can just come as just your family and not have to worry about having a minimum size group or anything. We always try to have at least one date during the summer where people that don't belong to Scouts or don't have a social entity or formal group that they can come with can come on their own and still enjoy the things that we do.
I got a quick question. L&L days certainly aren't going to happen anymore. Where are we at with that situation? Because
well,
that's been a huge, you know, you've
you
got
know,
a huge
the
support in that.
We're incredible and have always been great supporters of the zoo and will always be very good special community partners. But obviously they're not able to sponsor our zoo days this year. And we do have other sponsors. And this year it's going to be the same time frame. It's the second Tuesday and Wednesday of July,
okay.
which are the, I think, the 12th and 13th. And Community Days this year are sponsored by Meijer as our primary sponsor.
Okay.
We have a secondary sponsor with Life in Lansing, an area media TV organization. So lots of other community partners have stepped up to be part of that. So we will be doing things as normal. This year they will be getting, and there'll be information coming out through the media and on the website about how they can get vouchers from all the area Meijer stores, and there are a lot of them. So there's always one somewhere convenient, how they can get a voucher to get into the zoo on that special day.
Okay, and Dennis, can you give our listeners the website one more time, please?
Sure. It's just potterparkzoo.org.
Okay.
And that's everything where they need to know should be on there. We try to keep it updated. People can also friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We have, and also we have Flickr, which is more of a picture-oriented, image-oriented social media. So there are lots of different ways to stay in contact with us and find out what's going on.
Fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Dennis Laidler, the education curator for the Potter Park Zoo. Dennis, thanks so much for coming back on the show. We really appreciate it.
All right. Look forward to seeing you guys again soon. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. And Rick, we're going to continue the conversation and talk a little bit about the Binder Park Zoo right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. I've been a